Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the show that's got everyone saying, set a course for the podcast system, maximum warp, engage. That was sent in by Twitter user at Sir Pat Stew, Patrick Stewart, of course. If you want your thing to be the thing that our show has everyone saying, tweet at us at TrendsWBenefits with the hashtag TWB got everyone saying. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two co-captain co-hosts, July Diaz.
Beam me up, Gabe.
And Agata.
Hi. I don't know anything else other than that. I can't give you any other line. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Just
That's
a hello.
Fine. That's fine.
Just a hello from one friend to another.
Hey, hello. Greetings back to you.
I can't believe Patrick Stewart listens to this show.
Oh, yeah. He's a big supporter.
Why don't you get him on?
He won't do the show.
He'd be a beautiful guest.
He says it would be too much like, you know, it's just like if we went on Star Trek, right? It wouldn't be right.
It wouldn't be right, yeah.
It wouldn't be right.
I actually did get a request.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. They asked me if I wanted to be on Star
For
Trek.
For which character?
The bumpy face guy.
Bumpy face guy was the name of the character.
Yeah, that episode was written by Scott Adams from Dilbert. All his characters are pointy hair boss, bumpy face guy.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right.
Bald captain.
Yeah, I just couldn't accept it.
I understand.
Yeah.
Understood. Well, anyway, we got a great guest here. The very funny, our friend, your friend, Brad Varian.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Hey. Brad. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Thanks for coming.
No problem.
Jinx.
Did you guys owe each other a soda? Does that happen now?
Am I not allowed to talk? What are the Jinx rules? I feel like they might be regional.
Regional Jinx rules?
It's Jinx. 1, 2, 3, Jinx.
Declaration statement. It's whatever the declaration statement is, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It's usually Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Oh, okay.
And then somebody owes somebody a soda.
Or in Texas, it was Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Oh.
Because they call everything Coke.
In the Bay Area where I grew up, it was Jinx, now I get to poop on you.
Was that ever taken up?
No, it was just one of those things that you said.
What?
Just a colloquialism?
No, I'm lying. Actually, where I came from, Jinx meant if someone jinxed you, you couldn't talk until they said your name.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
So I don't know. I think it's a regional thing.
Okay.
But who knows?
We'll never find out.
We'll never
go back.
Speaking of regional things, Brad,
mm-hmm.
Where are you from? Wisconsin?
I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
City of Badgers.
Nice.
In the state of Badgers.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pretzels. Wisconsin is the only state in the union with more bars than grocery stores.
Okay.
Wow.
A lot of DUIs, right?
DUIs that are misdemeanors.
What?
Yep. If you're going into Wisconsin and you want to get drunk and you want to drive, you're getting a slap on the wrist, a night in the drunk tank, and then you're good. Second time, I think it's like 4 months, but it's still nothing.
In jail?
In jail, yeah. Mm. After your second DUI, which
okay.
I don't know anybody who's ever had a DUI, actually. Which feels
really?
I've never like seen or met a person with a DUI.
I heard that Wisconsin was like the most DUIs in the whole country.
Like number one?
Yeah, but I don't know that. I feel like if you haven't heard that, maybe it's a lie and my friend is a liar and I should really, really get, you know, the facts straight. And I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We're slandering.
It's your friend Jim Carrey.
Yeah. But I do know a lot of people who've gotten DUIs in Texas because they're very strict about it there too.
Cool. So on this, you know, we live in LA now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just
oh, yeah. Who cares about any other state?
City stars.
Why? Seriously.
The city of stars.
Right?
Flyover states, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would say LA is, correct me if you disagree, probably like the trendiest of all the cities.
Guys,
what about Paris?
In a,
I'm sorry, where?
What was that?
Paris.
Paris?
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 Pot.
You guys know potty.
My dad's potty. Tea or pa tea?
Yeah, Brad's dad's tea.
My dad's tea, the tea that my dad makes at home.
Potty.
Potty.
You guys know what I'm talking
about.
Party.
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 Yeah.
Party.
Party.
Yeah, we all love to party.
P-A-R-T-Y.
Party on. Party on.
Excellent.
So, Brad, do you consider yourself someone who follows trends? Now, I mean, you live in L.A., as we know. It's the trendiest city.
It's the trendiest city in the world. I would say I'm up on some musical trends. I would say musical trends I'm close on because there's lots of cool people that I could derive those from. And
who are some of your faves?
Who are some of my faves right now? I like that Blood Orange album that came out last year. It's called Freaktown Sound.
Okay.
Carly Rae Jepsen features on it. That's what I tell people to get them invested
in.
But
I love
just
her.
Very good. She's great.
I love her.
She's great.
She really is.
Oh, man. And she interviewed Brian Wilson for a second on a thing last summer. And I was like really excited. I thought it was going to be like a 30-minute interview.
Yeah.
And it was just her backstage at a Brian Wilson concert asking like a question for 20 seconds. It's like, what do you feel about the musical process? And then Brian Wilson, who's just like clearly sitting on a couch eating a sandwich, is just like, be truthful and don't fuck up. Like, that's it. Okay, cool. I don't know if that's a full interview, but it was satisfying.
That's fun. Yeah. That sounds like fun. I mean, you get a chance to talk to a musical visionary like Brian Wilson. You might find yourself at a loss for words too.
I would. If I was talking to Brian Wilson, I think I wouldn't be doing a lot of talking.
Well, have we got a surprise for you?
What?
Because in the closet.
What? In that closet is Louis the dog and Brian Wilson.
Yeah, yeah, he's in there.
Did you see the Brian Wilson movie?
I did. I work next to the recording studio where Pet Sounds was recorded, the album that that movie's about.
Ooh, right.
And so I think they were shooting there the year before I started working there, but they were definitely shooting there. And it's weird to think about that sometimes. Like, oh, this thing that I've listened to 10,000 times in my life was made and conceived like 150 feet from where I'm standing like 6 hours a day.
Yeah. It is crazy. But that's L.A.
That's L.A. Every time LA. I see
City
any...
City of Stars.
City of Stars, baby.
Of stars.
Anyway, Love and Mercy, right? That's what it was called?
Love and Mercy was what
Piece
it was called?
Piece of shit. Piece of shit. Hated it.
I hated it.
So bad.
Every second?
Almost every second.
Almost
Even
every second.
Even the credits? The title credits?
I don't know what... Maybe they played a cool Beach Boys tune over the title credits, and I might have liked that part.
It's Brian Wilson playing the song Love and Mercy live on stage and singing like directly into camera and being like, hey, I love you. Please stay. Like,
please
thank
stay.
You. Please
yeah.
stay.
Say you like the
please
movie.
Love
please
this
say
movie.
You love this movie. And that was the second you liked?
Oh, yeah. I did like that.
Okay.
Don't walk out. Good. Don't walk out. Don't walk out.
Speaking of musical visionaries, we have one in the room with us right now.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you noticed.
I didn't notice yet. I'm turning around.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So next to the closet where Brian Wilson and the dog are, you of course see our big production glass.
Oh my God.
The whole production crew is behind there. Funny Johnny, the intern, Sal on the ones and twos.
Geraldine
is screening calls. But they're all overseen by our lead producer. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh my God.
Brad, please meet Robo Laura Hall.
Hi Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, Brad. My name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hey, how you doing, Robo Laura Hall?
I'm horny.
We should have warned you. She does sometimes get horny.
She usually opens with that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That. Hey, I'm all for sexually open people. That it's cool that she's not
robot.
Repressed.
Yeah, she's a robot.
Okay, so please give me smooches.
She can't. She can't have sex. She's a robot, but
she loves smooches.
She does love smooches, which is just you kissing the screen on the front of her.
You don't have to though.
But she'd like it a lot if you did.
I can't have sex until I'm age 20,018.
Yeah, she's saving herself until she turns 20,018. Which I invented her like 2.5 years ago, so she's got a ways to go.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
she's
coming up.
one day we'll all be long dead, and to her it might just be an instant, right?
Just a sec. I mean, this is... if I was a computer right now, I wouldn't be thinking about now. I'd be thinking about everything. Like, if you're a computer, what's there not to think about?
Nothing.
Well, she's very...
Well, you are blowing my mind.
she's basically like having a teenager in the house, really. Like, she's very moody, horny, inappropriate. She makes everything about her famous cousins.
Let me borrow the car.
She wants the car all the time. I don't know why. She's on wheels already. She can clearly get anywhere she wants quickly.
There is a motor on that thing too. Yeah. So she could probably go faster. Like, what are you guys rolling in right now? What are you
I'm
driving?
I'm trying to go to the drive-through movie.
The drive-through
movie?
Yes.
Wait, how long's the movie?
I need a CAR.
Wow. You know what? Her conversation skills are a little rough and she's a little unprofessional, but I will say she runs that production booth like a well-oiled machine.
She's got Sal moving. Like, Sal is moving and shaking.
Yeah.
Sal's jumping around.
I'm trying to see a double feature of Mother and Y2 Mama Tambien.
Oh.
At the drive-thru? How long are you driving through?
She's going to see E2 Mama Tambien, the Alfonso Cuarón movie from the early 2000s.
Yes.
Pedro, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh.
and Mother, the new Darren Aronofsky movie.
Have you guys seen that?
I haven't.
No, I heard it's horrible.
It's
really...
Yeah.
I have seen it. I saw it with somebody who saw it twice in one day.
What the fuck?
She had seen it. She saw it once and then like the early morning. Mm-hmm. And she had seen it with a different person. And the three of us were like at Fred 62 drinking tea late at night. And both of them just wanted to talk about it the whole time. But they didn't want to spoil it for me. So she was like, I'm just going to see this movie again. And we went and we saw it. And... I mean, it's good, but it's just,
it's a tough watch. Is that what you're saying? Is it like a Requiem for a Dream, maybe, where you can see it and appreciate what was well made about it, but you would never want to go again?
Yeah. And she didn't want to go again. Like, she was openly like, this is a torturous experience. I don't like this, but I'm going to do it.
Well, I am so baffled by this. Why didn't she just send you to go see it?
I think she wanted to see me react to like a couple things, but the thing she wanted to see me react to, she like actively like covered her eyes during. So that, like, I don't know.
I don't know. I've heard a lot of people say they hated it and some people say they liked it. So I don't know what to believe, but I'm not spending
$20.
Let's go
to the drive-thru movies, Brad.
Oh, she'll take you and well, she's going to borrow the car from me and she's going to take you.
I'm down to go.
Yeah.
I'm down. It's a drive-through movie, so it's going to be...
You just loop around for the whole movie.
So it's a big, like, panoramic screen that just wraps around a building?
You can only see it when you're facing one of the directions.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
You get, like, one out of every 4 minutes.
Can you order food?
No.
Okay. Wow. Sounds like a great experience.
Just slushies.
It's for the YouTube generation, Gabe. You wouldn't understand.
You're right. I don't.
That is the YouTube generation, is catching 2 seconds of a 4 minute piece of art.
Agata, may I just check with you? When you say you've heard people say they don't like it, are you sure they weren't just bad mouthing their own mother?
Woo!
Yeah, was that happening?
I guess I can't know for sure. But I will say, every time I saw someone post about it on Facebook with the exclamation point, I was always confused until I realized they were talking about the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's okay. Well, it's just not a very SEO-friendly title, you know? Right.
No. No, no, no.
I have the same issue with Rob, the Rob Schneider sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
That, wait, does...
It's like an upside down exclamation point?
It's, yeah. Yeah, there's an upside down one and a right side up one.
Rob. Hello, it's me, Rob Schneider.
Wow, and...
what a genius.
What a show.
What a show.
What a show. What a genius. Six episodes.
Amazing. Second season renewal.
Rebel Lore Hall, do you want to say the old timestamp so we know what time and date it is?
The time is Saturday, September 23rd, 2017 at 6.09 p.m. and 49 seconds.
6.09, yeah! Yeah!
Woo! 49 seconds.
So we're going to be talking about the things that are trending right now.
Okay.
You heard that timestamp. But first... we've got a very popular segment. It's called Ask a Gotta.
Ask a Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask a Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified addiction medicine.
Ask a Gotta is my segment where the readers come to me for my knowledge and expertise. And this can be in many different areas. What do you got for me today, Robolore Hall?
This question is from a non-adult. I am a 30-year-old human being and sometimes I barely feel like an adult. I never cook. I get takeout all the time. I hate doing laundry, so sometimes I buy more underwear on Amazon. My apartment is so messy, I'm embarrassed to have people over. I have an okay job, but it doesn't pay much and I never save any money. I don't know, I just don't feel like I have my act together. What should I do?
Wow.
Who among us hasn't felt like this?
Oh my God.
I was about to say, did I write this question? This literally sounds...
Are you writing your own questions, Agata?
No, but it literally sounds like me. I mean, that is just my life.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's a common sentiment, right? Like,
I disagree. I don't buy my more underwear on Amazon if I don't want to do my laundry.
I definitely have done that multiple times. Yeah. I'm not going to rewear underwear.
That's crazy.
But it's going to take 2 days to arrive. So you could just wash it in that time it's going to take to get there.
You can get same day underwear. You can get same day anything.
You can?
You can get same underwear? Day anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Does that cost extra? I've never done same day delivery with Amazon. I've just done like the 2 day thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get that Prime membership. Yeah, then you get the free same day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I the last thing I ordered off of Amazon was a pair of sunglasses, and it was for a beach day, and I missed the sunglasses for the beach day.
Damn,
that sucks.
It was awful.
But at least you can do your David Caruso impression now, right?
My David Caruso impression is slick. It goes a little something like this. My name's David Caruso.
Oh,
that's good. That's good.
Sounds good.
You couldn't see because there's no video, but I actively like flipped my sunglasses around my head. Like it wasn't over the top. It was around the side of my head and then they landed back on my nose. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
And I'll put the in post.
Okay, so getting back to this person's question, you know what, I'll just give the advice that I want to give myself. Get it together, buddy. Like, get your life.
Where'd you get that mirror?
I carry it with me. You really gotta just, you gotta grow up. You gotta like take care of shit, because you know you're not a kid anymore, you're a grown up, and you can't just act like a child until you die.
Yeah. I mean, you can act like a child once you're super old, right?
You mean like doo-doo?
Yeah, you can doo-doo yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's an exception.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think you also need to cut yourself a little bit of a break. I think you'd be surprised how often people don't necessarily feel like they're adults. I'm going, you know, hey, I'm looking around now and I'm knocking on 40's door. And I still don't speak with the authority of a grown-up person.
Knocking on 40's door?
Yeah.
Knock, 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 knocking on 40's door.
Yeah, knock, knock, knocking on 40's door.
Okay.
In the age department.
I was just going to, I think the people that sometimes speak with the most conviction and feel like they're the most like adult, quote unquote, mm-hmm. I think Axl Rose is somebody that speaks with a lot of conviction.
Right.
And that man, he's in the wrong state for shows that he's supposed to play.
Right.
Sometimes he's supposed to play a show in Missouri and he's in Mississippi.
What?
That happens. He has to like get flown in by helicopters.
Right. And that guy's got to be knock, knock, knocking on what? 60s?
I'm going to guess
60s. 70s door?
70s door.
70s door.
Oh, man.
You guys got packages to deliver or something? I don't get it. Yeah. I mean, July, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I love to cook. I love doing laundry. I don't buy my underwear on Amazon.
We get it. You didn't write the question.
My apartment is not messy.
I
have my act together, but I am a little baby.
Baby.
Okay. Oh. Well, you do wear your diaper all the time.
Yeah, I do.
So I guess that's
why I don't get underwear
thing.
On Amazon because I got my diapers because I'm a baby.
Okay.
Where do you get your diapers?
Google. The Google Shop tab. I just click I'm feeling lucky and I type diapers in.
I'm feeling and stinky.
And a big strong adult comes to my door, brings me diapers.
I feel like that might just send you right to Amazon if you did that.
Okay.
A big strong man.
Adult.
A big strong adult
parent.
Man.
Straight from the gym, like he's flexed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he's flexed out. He's glistening from sweating so hard at the gym.
Oof.
Yeah. All right.
Did I mention it was the diaper that he was wearing?
You did not mention that part.
God bless Google, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be a baby without Google.
Mm-hmm.
Google Gaga, am I?
Brad,
right?
What do you think?
Yes, Google Gaga.
Google Gaga.
Do you have any advice for this person?
I'm going to say it's just about just doing it and just carrying yourself with the confidence that you did it. I think that's all it is.
Mm.
I mean, you got your own room. That's a situation. That's good. Don't be embarrassed. If you bring people over to your place, just feel confident about the space you're in.
Own it.
Yeah.
I guess my question for you, Gabe, since you're the one who's like older than me in this group, does it ever get easier? I didn't mean it as an insult. You just are older than
me. Well, I am a baby, so it's true.
Right. Does it get easier?
Yeah.
Life?
To basically, yeah. I don't like doing my laundry. I don't like cooking.
Love it.
I don't like
Love
cleaning
it.
My apartment.
Love
I
it.
Do them all, but I don't like it. Does it ever get easier?
No.
Okay.
Not at least until you're my age. I assume it gets easier when you're like 50.
Yeah. That's the magic age. Okay.
Yeah. But I, you know what though? Sometimes things are hard. Mm. Sometimes you need to tune out and listen to some of the hits of today. And if you want to do that, I recommend you Google Gaga. Lady Gaga, that is.
Great advice.
So yeah, if you have a question for Agata, did you already tell him how to
I
do it?
I did not, but let me do it. I got a phone number, 432 Agata High. You can call it. You can text it. You can go to twb.cool/ask. Send your submission in there and I will help you. And that's a and if I don't, if my advice doesn't work for you, then I.
None of that is true.
Oh, wow.
That's a
this and I end up just having to bleep out the things that you say.
It's a.
He'll do what?
It's a. Gabe will give them
$0.
if they follow my advice.
Amazing.
Asgagata is for entertainment purposes only.
I take it seriously. I mean, this is my life. People come to me with their real life problems.
So you give them $100.
I don't have any money.
Play that outro.
Funny, 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 funny. July's Funny Pages. All right. It's July's Funny Pages, part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip. Brad, what is your relationship to the comics, the Sunday funnies?
I read most of Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
Calvin and Hobbes as a kid. I would occasionally read some Garfield strips. Not too much more invested than that, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So I'll give you a choice between some comic strips that I'll read. And the whole deal of it is I'll read the first couple panels and then we'll go around and we'll guess what the final panel is. Usually it's like a punchline to the joke.
Okay.
So you got to choose between Adam at Home.
Mm-hmm.
The Griswells.
Mm-hmm.
Luann. Or Calvin and Hobbes.
I'll do Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin and Hobbes is a good... I'll do Calvin and Hobbes.
Great.
Yeah. Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes. And Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes.
All right, so we got four panels.
This is a classic Calvin and Hobbes, as we know, since he hasn't... Bill Watterson retired maybe 20 years ago.
It's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute.
First panel, we see we're in the living room of Calvin. Looks like his mother is there with him. He's playing with a little toy truck. And she says, "Bedtime, Calvin." And he replies, "Where's Hobbes?" All right, so far that was the first panel.
Okay.
Second panel, she says, "I suppose he's wherever you left him." He replies, "You mean he's still in the woods? It's night out." All right. The second panel. Third panel. We see an over the shoulder of the mother as Calvin is running away. She says, "What have I told you about leaving your belongings?" And then he says, "Hobbes is lost. I'll get a flashlight. We've got to find him." Now we'll go around and we'll guess what the final panel is.
Okay.
Well, I remember when this happened. It was I think this is just the beginning of a long, stretch of comics about the time Calvin left Hobbes in the woods. This is probably the first of those. And I don't remember much about it, but they get Hobbes back in case anyone's worried. What happens in the fourth panel is I don't think they get him back yet, because like I said, this is the first one in one of those like multi-day threads, yeah. Right? So I think that they're going to go out and look for the dad. The dad is going to be like, "I can't believe I got to do this." He's going to be like, "For this, you get me out of my chair."
His dad's Larry King?
Yeah, his dad's Larry King. He's going to say something like that. He's going to be like in his pajamas, maybe even one of those puffy topped hats.
Oh, those are fun.
Nightcaps. And he's going to be like, "I can't believe it, Karen."
Great guess. Agata, do you have a guess?
I'm going to guess that Hobbes walks in the door and his mom says, "Holy shit, there's a tiger in my house."
Great and guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brad?
I'm going to guess, I have a vague memory of these getting fantastical at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to guess the last panel, he takes the fire truck out of his room, takes it to the streets, and it's him mowing down like through the forest on a fire truck.
Whoa.
That's my guess.
Great guess. You're all wrong, though.
Okay. Wait, even me?
Yeah, even you, Agata.
Even Brad,
even Gabe.
Even me?
Even me.
Yes, even you, Logan. I'm glad you came back.
All right, bye, Bob.
Bye, Logan.
He never sticks around. It's like he doesn't like us.
I think he comes around during my segment because he thinks comics as in comic books, but this is comic strips.
Got it. Got it.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, check out issue 2, Bub.
Of what?
Of what?
The Amazing X-Men.
All right.
No, thank you.
I'll check it out. Does it...
Fantagraphics.
Does it have you in it? Are you featured in it?
Oh, you know it, Bub.
All right, great. I'll check it out. Do you have a guess about what happens? Did you hear my whole thing?
I think Wolverine is going to jump through the panel and go thwack.
Okay, you're wrong. That does not happen.
Wolverine. Even me?
Yes, even you. Yeah, you, I just said you're wrong, Logan.
All right, bye, Bub.
Okay.
He's got to stop dropping in like that. I mean, he's not invited to these recordings.
Yeah, it's fine. All right, so in the final panel, we see Calvin running outside. He's barely steps away from the front door, and he's yelling, "Hobbs, Hobbs," with a flashlight. And his mother, outside of the panel, says, "Calvin, it's your bedtime. Don't you pull this stunt now."
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was her catchphrase.
Don't you pull this stunt now! Oh, man. Everyone used to love when she did that.
Oh, so good.
It was, guys, it's on t-shirts. It's on bumper stickers. I got it on my dad's Jeep. That's just hanging on the back of there.
Yeah.
It's Clinton 2016, and don't you pull that stunt now.
Yeah. And also, you have one of those like family stickers, but it's like you and your wife and a pile of money instead of kids.
Yep. It's just the two of us and just a big stack of cash. Even though I am unmarried and broke, it represents who I feel I am.
Well,
and that's what's important.
You said, I thought this would be funny when you put it on there.
God damn.
Don't you also have one of those that's Calvin peeing on a "you can't pull this stunt now" t-shirt? Mm-hmm.
And there's a Hobbs one right above it. He's taking a big old stinky shit. And the way you know it's stinky is because there's stink lines coming out of it.
You've got some crazy stuff on your car.
I get so many honks. Everybody behind me.
You don't know what they're approving or disapproving.
I'm not sure. They might be a bad person. They might be a good person. But either way, if you get a reaction, that's what I'm looking for in a car.
When I'm on the road, what I want is as many people honking at me as possible.
When I'm trying to just take my calm, leisurely drive to work in the morning, I want noise. Yeah. Active noise.
And just confusing noise, because you don't know what it means.
It's all different horns. You're not sure what it's for. Oh, boy.
All right, so now is the time of the segment where I read the comments on the comic. We got a comment from Be This Guy, a GC insider. Ooh. He says, "Don't worry, Calvin. Tigers are nocturnal animals."
Is that true? I don't think that's true.
I'm not sure. Well, they're cats. Cats are nocturnal, right?
I guess. I kind of.
But that's beside the point. Hobbs is a toy. He's not a real tiger.
No, he is a tiger. Haven't you seen him take a big stinky doo-doo? You think a toy can do that?
We've all had to ride in the back of Brad's car.
Another comment from Kathy B. Holland. They write, "Naive mom, you should have gone to look for him right away, but then that wouldn't be as exciting as searching for him in the dark. We accidentally left Littlefoot at a motel in Baton Rouge on a cross-country road trip one time. Thankfully, the motel was very thoughtful and forwarded him to us. A close call." Phew. "Littlefoot still lives happily at my 32-year-old son's house."
What?
"We'll leave the light on for you."
What is Littlefoot? She didn't explain.
Is Littlefoot, isn't that the character from the Land Before Time series of cartoons?
That is correct.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, so there are replies to this comment.
Oh, there's a reply.
Yeah, ooh. Sunflower Girl 100 says, "What kind of stuffed toy inspired the nickname Littlefoot?" And then a different commenter by the name of B.S. Lonet says, "Littlefoot, the orphan dinosaur who killed the evil theropod."
So, exactly what we just said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it.
That's it. Okay. That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Cool.
I mean, there's more, but I'm not going to read all those comments.
Yeah, they're not GC insiders. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Cool. Great segment, as always, July.
Yeah, and it has an outro.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh, yeah.
That bailiff, who's that bailiff? Beetle bailiff,
who's that bailiff?
Beetle bailiff,
who's that bailiff?
Real fine bailiff,
Beetle bailiff.
Oh, that was good.
I wasn't prepared for that. I thought it was, I didn't think lyrics were gonna come in. I thought it was just gonna be an instrumental track.
Star Trek returns.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Star Trek's back.
Star it Trek's is. Back.
Star are Trek's
you guys,
back.
Are you guys... who's excited about Star Trek coming back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. July's excited. Brad?
I'm trying to be excited. This is... I can get on board a series from the start. It's just tough for me to, like, get invested in a full 10 season of a thing.
Yeah.
So this is something... If I can get on board with this from the get-go, mm-hmm. I'm good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Agata has... I can see in her eyes, they're starting to glaze over. She's going to a faraway place.
I didn't even know.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited about this. I watched a ton of Star Trek growing up, and it's coming back, baby, this weekend, tomorrow.
Amazing.
Tomorrow. Star Trek Discovery. What?
I said it's already this weekend. We're already part of
tomorrow.
The weekend.
Tomorrow. I'm saying tomorrow.
Yeah. This weekend. This one.
This
one
weekend.
That we're in
this
right weekend. Now.
So we got Star Trek Discovery. It's a new Star Trek. You may have seen Star Trek The Next Generation.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't that.
Mm-mm.
Deep Space Nine, this isn't that.
No. Nope.
Voyager, this isn't that.
Do they got bumpy face?
They have some bumpy faces. Yeah, I've seen some. I've seen some promos. They've got some bumpy faces. They've got Klingons. They don't look like they used to look like, but you know what? I gotta go in with an open mind.
Hey man, if you want to get aggressive about some Klingons, get aggressive about some Klingons. If there's like issues you have, air them.
Well, it's change is always a difficult thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
I'm mm-hmm. used to seeing Worf.
Mm. Yes,
he's a Klingon that I'm used to.
Yes,
but these ones have a different makeup and they look different. So but you know what, Worf. If you look at the Klingons from the original series,
mm-hmm.
they didn't have bumpy faces at all.
Really? What kind of faces do they have?
They just had beards and like, yeah, it was different.
I guess beards can make your face bumpy.
Yeah, they can. That's
who's going to be in the show?
Well, there's I don't know.
Anybody we'd recognize from the old airwaves?
There's one, I think the lead actress is from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe not the girl with the samurai swords.
The zombies.
One of the zombies is the lead in this series. One of the lightly paid extras showed up for an audition on this show. Crushed.
Yeah.
Great job.
I just want to say I'm very excited. I'll give anything Star Trek a shot. I didn't really like the latest movies.
Mm.
But what are you going to do?
Can't do anything.
They're made.
You can't undo the movies, if that's what you're asking.
No, but the good thing is that they exist in a different timeline, a different universe.
And they got, who's that guy? Chris Pine?
Chris Pine, yeah.
He's a cutie.
He's the cutest. I'm going to say it straight out. There's not a, like, goddamn, y'all see Hell or High Water?
No,
I want to.
That dude's hair in that movie is unreal.
Mm. Okay,
it is.
I gotta check it out.
It is, it's floppy in the best way. it's like it's loose and it's flailing and it's majestic.
I love how passionate you are about it. Right now.
I don't know why. I he's great in Wet Hot. Like he's so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. In addition to being like the most. Just a handsome dude in the whole world.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Ugh.
What an endorsement.
Yeah.
I fucking love Chris Pine.
Brad is pining for Chris. Right?
I'm pining for pines.
Well, I mean, I could go on all day, but...
Should we do a fuck, marry, kill of Chris Pine, Chris Pratt, and who's the other guy?
Chris Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think... Wait, so if you marry one, do you never get to fuck? Are they just around all the time? I've never
you
asked this question.
Just marry them, and you're not allowed to fuck.
Oh, God.
So if you kill them, are you not allowed to marry them?
Yeah, they're all mutually exclusive.
Okay.
So if you marry them, are you not allowed to kill them?
Well, they're all mutually exclusive.
Okay.
All right.
You're not allowed to do one of the other things if you do one.
Okay.
That helps. So I would marry Chris Pine because he is Star Trek. Mm-hmm. He does Star Trek, and I love Star Trek. I would fuck Chris Evans
yes.
because of his bod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to explain. We all know.
We get it.
And then
we get it.
I'd kill Chris Pratt.
Okay.
I'm not into Chris Pratt.
I'm with you. I would kill him too. Well, he's great on Parks and Rec. I don't like anything really he's done since then.
Mm-hmm.
So I would kill him as well. R.I.P. And I think I would switch the other two around. Marry Chris Evans and fuck Chris Pine.
I'll kill Captain America. I'll marry Star-Lord. And I'll fuck Chris Pine.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know if I could be married to Chris Pine and never fuck Chris Pine.
That's what I'm saying. So you gotta fuck him, man.
You gotta fuck Chris Pine. That's a missed opportunity. Yeah. If Chris Pine's just like, imagine Chris Pine being in your house every day and like he's taking a shower, he's moving around, he's going out. Like you guys are hitting the clubs together, you're having a good time, and you go home and you just like gotta crash by yourself.
Separate bedrooms.
Ugh.
Can you snuggle?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
That is foreplay, obviously.
If you're snuggling Chris Pine, it's going down.
Imagine you're the big spoon and his floppy hair is flopping all over you.
Oh, God. It's all over, but the crying from my penis.
Oh, I got it.
I would fuck Chris Pine. I would kill Chris Pratt. Because I think Chris Evans seems to have like some 10K retweeted tweets every now and again. He seems to have like some like active, like interesting tweets going on. I think marrying Chris Evans would be an all right experience.
Okay. Yeah.
What if he has a ghostwriter? How would that make you feel?
Oh, God.
What if his ghostwriter is Chris Pine?
He probably fucking is. Oh, my God. God damn it. He's so perfect.
I'm just saying, a lot of celebrities. Do you think George Takei is posting all that stuff on Facebook? He's not. I know you heard it here first.
Thank you for taking it back to Star Trek.
Sorry, Gabe. Go back to talking about Star Trek.
So this new Star Trek is on CBS All Access, which is one of those...
Is it a streaming
It's thing? A streaming service that has literally nothing you would want except for that one show.
Interesting.
They have... So are you signing up for it?
Yeah, I'll do the same thing I did when that Good Wife spinoff was on it.
Because I wanted it once for when I was watching Big Brother for one season, which is just too exhausting.
Right.
It's literally like three episodes a week.
I just will sign up until I've watched all the Star Treks and then cancel it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So if you can watch Big Brothers real fast, I'll give you the password.
Okay. I don't want to, though. That was seriously, it was like having a second job trying to keep up with Big Brother because there's three episodes in a week. So like there's constantly a new episode to fucking watch. And they're like hours long. Some of them are multiple hours long. I don't know.
Whoa.
And it just feels like you're watching rats in a cage.
Despite all your rage.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, does anybody want to watch this Star Trek with me, or am I?
Oh yeah, I'll watch. I'll watch an episode.
I think I'm down. I mean, I'm sure Robo Laura Hall has like a crush on. There's got to be like a Data type character in there. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's got to want to get up in there, right?
Yeah,
I would imagine.
She wants to get up into everyone.
Except sometimes she's related to some of those famous.
Chappie is my cousin.
Yeah, like Chappie is her cousin.
Always bragging about how Chappie's her cousin. It's really embarrassing at this point.
Yeah.
But she, I mean.
And I wanna fuck.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say, that incest is not a thing in the robot world because they can't procreate.
But not until I'm of age.
Oh, 2018.
Yes.
People are confused by a weird mural of David Spade next to a Kurt Cobain quote.
There's a mural that exists of David Spade next to a Kurt Cobain quote?
Mm. Yeah, so the quote is, "It's better to burn out than fade away," signed Kurt Cobain, R.I.P., and it's very clearly David Spade.
I've seen a picture. Like, it was a meme that I've seen on Instagram, like, multiple times. Someone just put a meme on a wall.
Oh, so this is a meme?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I've heard of people putting a meme on a Facebook wall, but a real,
real wall? A real wall.
Yeah, so this was done by an Australian artist, Lush Sucks, and this was in Austria.
They don't like that?
Australia?
No, Austria.
So
Austria.
An Austrian artist.
Oh, this, I don't know. This is what I'm reading.
So it was an Australian artist in Austria?
Yeah.
Very confusing.
Very confusing. Yeah. Wait,
holy, wow.
He's got a real wonky eye in this mural.
And in life.
One is like way higher than the other.
He does look more sullen than I've ever seen him in real life before.
Yeah.
It's very, like, it's vivid in a way that I would never imagine David Spade to be.
I just can't imagine, like, putting someone else, like, unless this is the originator of this meme, why would you paint someone else's meme onto a wall?
I don't know, but David Spade tweeted out the photo saying, "Everyone is sending me this." So a hot take from Mr. Spade.
Yeah, what do you think about it, dude? You like it or you don't?
I don't know.
Jesus
He's
Christ.
Like, bye-bye, right?
Yeah.
He's just like, here, I'm posting this so everyone stops tweeting it at me.
I guess so.
What are some of his other famous lines besides "bub bye"? Making copy. Oh no, that was Rob Schneider again.
What?
You can't have the man. No, that was Chris Kattan.
That's Chris Kattan.
Somebody stop me.
Oh no, that's Mike Myers.
Yeah, that's Mike Myers.
So. I'm a turtle.
That's Mike Myers.
That's
also.
Mike Myers too. Chopping broccoli.
Also Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
Party on, Wayne.
There you go. That's Spade.
That's David Spade. That's the Spade man.
I'm sure he said swing too.
Yeah,
he's probably true. Said that in real life.
He definitely has.
Oh, remember when he used to be like, "Just shoot me."
Oh yeah, that's right. To cops, he would say that all the time.
Yeah. Yep.
And he would say "nuck and futz" all the time.
Right. Did you ever get to any David Spade movies on that Adam Sandler podcast you had?
Let me think. No. I think there were maybe 5 episodes of that podcast. I don't remember.
Dirt 2.
Oh.
No.
I was trying to think of any David Spade movies.
Joe Dirt 2.
Thank you for this.
Tommy Boy.
Oh, right.
Tommy Boy 2. Black Sheep. Dickie Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Former child star. The Benchwarmers.
Oh, Benchwarmers.
International Man of Mystery.
Oh, Austin Powers. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wayne's World.
Mm hmm. Love Guru.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Inglourious Bastards for like a second.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He played a good Nazi.
Yeah.
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 I don't remember that at all.
What about when he said, Emilio.
Yeah. Oh man, Spade.
Oh, we broke the window again. Spade, we broke the window again.
Crack.
Bumping their heads.
Oh yeah.
In the car.
Pump up the jam, right? That was their song.
Yeah.
Pump it up.
A little jumping on the dance floor. Get the pitch.
Man who said the world is ending Saturday changed his mind. It isn't actually ending.
What? I was looking forward to the world being over.
Oh, you're looking forward to it?
Yeah. Think about how, like, it kind of goes back to the Ask a God thing. Like, you never have to do laundry again. You never have to, like, go to work. You never have to do any annoying chore.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing exists anymore.
Mm-hmm. But then diapers will be gone.
True, but you're not going to be around to care.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Everything's got a silver lining, July.
Well, you got to blame David Mead, who claimed the world was going to end Saturday.
I'm sorry, did you say David Spade?
Yeah, hold on. David Spade, who claimed the world will end Saturday.
Bye-bye, world. cool. So he says it's not going to end after all.
Yeah,
we should say it is Saturday, and there are about 5 more hours Pacific time of Saturday.
Oh, yeah, so it could happen.
I sold all my stocks. I, like, said goodbye to all my friends and family.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're wearing, like, 7 gold chains.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just really wanted one last fun day just out on the town. I rented a limo, a Ferrari limo.
You threw Brian Wilson in your closet. Yeah.
You booked a pod with our good friend Brad.
Yeah, it was like all the things that I wanted to do on my last day alive. And now this motherfucker, David Spade, has changed his mind.
He has a lot going on in his life.
Okay, you know? So what's the new date then? Did he say?
Because
I got to prepare. I got to see how long I got to make my gold chain last for.
Yeah, he said the year 2018.
What?
When Robolora Hall comes of age.
Wait, she comes of age in 2018?
2018.
Okay, so we have a good 18,000 years to go.
Yeah.
So my understanding of this is that there is this apocalypse is supposed to occur because a secret planet is supposed to come and, like, smash into Earth and destroy it.
Correct.
Okay.
So, is that secret planet who Robolora Hall's trying to get down with? That is my question. I don't know if there's an answer.
I think the most important thing for us to figure out is who is going to take her virginity.
And is it going to be a planet?
Yeah.
I think it might be a planet.
A secret planet.
I want to fuck that planet.
Well, that's on brand for her. She's so horny.
Well, all I can say is if you make love with that planet and end up unexpectedly pregnant, you can go on down to Planet Parenthood.
Cut that out. Go on. Never
talking to yourself.
Gabe. Future Gabe. Cut that out.
No, now you have to leave it in. This is all crucial information.
I thought it was good.
It was good. It played.
Okay, so none of this is going to happen now.
No.
So what made him change his mind?
Probably the fact that it's Saturday and we're all alive.
Well, there's still 5 hours left.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he bailed early. Like, I would imagine the apocalypse doesn't come during the middle of the day. I would imagine it's like sun is setting, everything is like sort of cresting over, and then secret planet crash.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess.
Everything's on fire. Everyone's screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Normal stuff.
Yeah, so he rescinded his comment with the Washington Post and said, "The world is not ending, but the world as we know it is ending."
Is that some, like, a major political jab?
A major part of the world will not be the same the beginning of October.
Oh, well, that's so fucking vague.
Ooh. Ooh, a major part of the world, eh?
Mm-hmm. We already had all those hurricanes and earthquakes and shit. Like, duh.
Yeah. A da-doy.
A da-doy.
Derp. Gorsh.
Goofy.
Not the mama.
Google Gaga. Yeah, a lot of characters parading through here.
Bub.
Oh boy.
God, Logan, get out of here. Jesus. God.
Schnick.
You're so unpleasant to be around.
Oh my God, Logan loves Logan loves Snick. That
Snick,
old
that Nickelodeon,
that old Nickelodeon block.
Yeah, I love Doug, bub.
Master Wayne. Where are you, Master Wayne? Have you seen Master Wayne? I need to ask him an important question.
You need to ask Master Wayne an important question?
Sorry. I'm Logan. Bub.
Master Logan, please send a message to Master Wayne.
Okay.
Please tell him, do I make him horny?
Well, I'll tell you this. Alfred, you make my claws go schnick.
Oh, gross. Get out of here, Logan.
I too am a fan of all that, Logan.
We already have one horny metal freak.
I love Moesha.
Was Moesha on Snick?
I got to go.
Moesha was not on Snick.
Wait, was that Michael Caine asking to leave?
Yes, I must leave now.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so the world's not going to end.
Nope.
And if it does, I mean, we spent it the best possible way we could have. We have almost 60 episodes of this great podcast in the can.
Yeah.
I invented a robot.
Mm-hmm. She's a great engineer.
I've got a wife and a dog and Brian Wilson in the closet.
Stop bragging about everything you have. Some of us are, you know, alone and we don't have anyone in our closets.
I'll live in your closet, bub.
All right. Logan, I'll give you a key to my place.
I don't need one. Schnick. What does he say? Snick?
Schnick.
Yeah, I think you got it right.
I think that's his X-Men catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. Schnick, bub.
I love Amanda Show.
Brad.
Gabe.
We've gotten almost to the end of the show.
Oh, man.
But there's something that I got an itching to do.
Scratch it.
Scratch it?
Scratch it.
Well, what we normally do around this time of the show is we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things we discussed on the show. And why should this episode be any different?
It shouldn't.
Would you like to join us, Brad?
I would.
Cool. Agata?
No.
Worth a shot.
It's not.
Do you have a suggestion of something we can hoedown about?
How about do a hoedown, please, about anybody with the name Chris.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Please, thank you.
Y'all ready to hoedown?
I'm ready to hoedown.
I'm actively ready to hoedown.
Okay, there she goes, walking over to the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling over.
Rolling over to the piano on her wheels. Very fast.
Yeah, I don't know why she needs my car, like, ever.
Doesn't need a car.
Oh, boo hoo hoo, why am I single? I'm gonna have to go and log on to Christian Mingle, and I'll find a man whose dick's the size of a can of Pringles. His name will be Chris Kringle.
Ho, 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 it's me, Chris. No, not the one from Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. It's me, the guy in the red suit, gonna give you a kiss, my caboose.
Well, it's me. My name
is Chris. I got a big hood on my head. It works. It doesn't let water touch my face, which helps because I fly my sleigh around. I'm Santa Claus.
Only Chris we can come up with.
You don't.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Chris Kattan.
Hey, I'm the man. You know what time it is?
Chris Matthews, Hardball MSNBC.
Hey, that's news to me.
That's news to me.
So these are the three Chris's in our world. Kringle, Matthews, and Kattan.
Kattan.
Perfect. One of the best ones. Oh, so, Agata, quick question.
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Chris Kringle. Chris Matthews.
Chris Kattan. Speed round. Just you.
Kill Matthews.
Okay.
Fuck Kattan. Marry Kringle.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's the right answer.
Yeah.
I laugh, but I think that's the right answer.
Brad, thanks so much
for coming on the show.
Great hoedown, great fun, great jokes, great laughs.
Sweet.
Do you have anything you want to plug at this time?
I'm going to plug... I'll plug Jack Gilbert's Facebook profile. Jack Gilbert is one of my roommates. He's got a new Facebook account. He's made about 3 to 4 posts on it so far, but he's got several that he's mulling. And I think when he actually does them, when he actually makes them, they're going to be some really valuable content. It's going to be stuff that you're going to want to hear. So friend at, or there's no ats in Facebook, but friend Jack Gilbert on Facebook. He'll probably have a mutual friend with one of the folks in this room right now.
Cool. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it too.
Okay. Yeah, and me too.
He was the guest on our last episode. So.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So tune in to that one if you want to hear more of him.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah. Everyone listening, just add this guy.
Yeah, add Jack Gilbert.
And, you know, even if it's not the right Jack Gilbert, just add them.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick Stewart, you got to add Jack Gilbert.
Yes. Any Jack Gilbert.
Any Jack Gilbert.
I got it. Do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug a big juicy apple.
Ooh. Any varietal preference?
Ooh. Pink Lady.
Yeah.
Is that too horny of an apple?
Yeah, pretty much.
I love a good Pink Lady.
Hubba.
Oh, you know what my least favorite kind of apple is? Red Disgusting.
As opposed to a Red Delicious?
Yeah. Red Deliciouses are great.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah. I don't want a Red Disgusting.
Mm-mm.
Agreed.
July, do you have anything to plug?
I don't. I'll give my plug to Roel Orhal.
Oh, that's nice of you.
I want to plug the drive-thru movies in Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I've heard a lot about these.
Fantastic. They seem like a good spot.
We should do a field trip.
Yeah. I mean, we're going.
Yeah.
Roel Orhal going.
Are they playing Entourage the movie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. You can find us on various social media, Twitter, Facebook at TrendsWBenefits. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, almost said iTunes. Oops. And we're on Stitcher now too. So check us out on Stitcher.
Nice.
If that's your jam. As always, thanks for listening and bye.
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 Bye. Bye.